The death toll from last week's twin earthquakes in Venezuela is still rising. It's now past 1,900, and there are still tens of thousands of people reported missing. Rescue teams are still digging through the rubble and finding survivors, and there's been a surge of international aid and rescue teams being able to reach the worst affected areas in recent days. Meanwhile, there is still more anger directed at the country's government over its response to the disaster, which many Venezuelans say has been inadequate. Carol Basim is a senior manager in the International Medical Corps Emergency Response Unit. She joined me earlier from Caracas. The death toll from last week's earthquakes is now edging towards 2,000, and with more than 5,000 people injured, how are hospitals and services in the worst affected areas coping?
You know, the situation is critical. You can see people are exhausted, they are distressed, they're torn between hope and despair. At the health facility level, it's quite overwhelming, especially in La Guaira. Patients are laying outside the hospital and on the ground. There's not that much space to treat those patients. So it's quite overwhelming. There's complete lack of hygiene, of water. There's no water supplies at the hospital level. There's not even food and water for the beneficiaries and the healthcare workers.
What sort of environment is that creating when people are trying to get medical help, but there's also issues just simply finding the basic necessities of daily life?
Yes, that's correct. And that's why International Medical Corps team is doing everything possible to reach the affected communities as quickly and safely as we can, whether through medical supplies, equipment, whether through, you know, non-medical items, whether through the deployment of, medical mobile teams.
There have been a lot of aftershocks that must be causing risk of more buildings collapsing. Is that a concern?
Yes, they're keeping communities on edge and, you know, increasing the risk that damaged buildings could collapse completely. And that is causing also a lot of risk at the health workers. Hospitals are receiving a lot of cases, and still, you know, with weak infrastructure, that creates a lot of risks.
Carol, you've been to some of the worst affected areas in recent days. Can you set out for me what people need right now, what kind of support that you're able to provide? What sort of detail of support do people need at this point?
You know, the most urgent needs are trauma care, medical supplies, support for hospitals that are over capacity. People also need clean water, sanitation, and a safe place to stay. Many of them are afraid to return indoors. And one important thing as well, I would add that mental health support is also very important. And people have been through something extremely traumatic. We have conducted rapid assessments in the affected communities within the first 24 hours. And what we saw was heartbreaking. People in tears, families searching for relatives. So in response, International Medical Corps is going to support overwhelmed hospitals that continue to receive large numbers of trauma cases. We're working to ensure water and hygiene conditions do not deteriorate. And we're preparing to deploy a medical mobile units as well as field hospitals.
What's the risk of a disease outbreak? I gather vaccination rates are quite low in Venezuela. Is that a concern too?
The concern is mainly because of lack of water at the community level and at the health facility level. That's the main concern. There's lack of IPC, infection prevention materials, supplies. There's complete lack of these supplies at the health facility level, which creates a huge risk.